Thank you, Jesus.
感谢耶稣。
Thank you, Lord.
感谢主。
He is faithful, isn't he?
主是信实的，不是吗？
I am so excited this morning.
我今天早上非常的兴奋。
Because God has given me a new revelation.
因为今天早上给我一个神给我一个新的启示。
And so I want to share this with you.
所以我想把这个跟大家分享。
And it is Sunday morning.
今天是主日的早晨。
And wow, I am so excited about this. I can't believe it.
我非常非常的兴奋，你们很难想象我多兴奋。
This is cool.
这个实在是太棒了。
Wait, how do you say that?
太棒了。
太胖了。
Right? You sound like too fat.
Too fat. I am too fat. Okay.
No. 太棒了。
That's cool. Panghu is too fat. I'm going to remember that. I want to talk to you about the revelation of Jesus Christ.
我今天早上跟大家分享有关耶稣基督的启示。
Out of the book of Revelation.
从启示录中来看。
If you'll turn with me to the book of Revelation, the first chapter, the first verse.
如果你大家都能够跟我一起翻到启示录第一章第一节。
It says.
他这么说。
The revelation of Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督的启示。
Now this book.Is not about the Antichrist.
这一本书不是有关敌基督的。
This book is not about the tribulation.
这一本书不是讲到大灾难的。
This book is not about the mark of the beast.
这一本书不是讲到兽的印记的。
It's not even about the New Jerusalem.
甚至不是讲到新耶路撒冷。
The subject of this book, called the Book of Revelation, is the revelation of who?
这一本书是有关耶稣基督的启示。
It is the revelation of Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督的启示。
But I have found many Christians have not read this book and looked at Jesus.
但是我发现很多基督徒在读这本书的时候并没有去看耶稣。
But I believe in the last days, a true revelation of Christ is going to come.
我相信在末世的时代，有关耶稣基督的启示就将来临。
For you see, Christ appears different in the book of Revelation than he does in the four Gospels.
因为你知道耶稣基督在启示里面出现的启示跟四福音不一样。
And I believe that the early church had a revelation of Jesus in the book of Revelation.
我相信在早期的教会里面就已经得到有关耶稣基督在启示中的启示。
You say, what do you mean?
你说这什么意思呢？
You see, the Jesus that we see in the four Gospels
在四福音中我们所看的耶稣基督
was the humble shepherd
是一个谦卑的牧者
that was being led to Calvary
是被引导到加利利山上去的
but the Jesus that we see in the book of Revelation
但是我们在启示录中看到的耶稣
is the coming conquering king
是将来要统治的君王
He isThe Lord of Lords.
他是万主之主。
He is the Alpha and Omega.
他是阿拉法，他是俄梅加。
He is the beginning and the end.
他是首，他是终。
He is the Almighty.
他是全能的。
Now, every Christian must know the Christ of the four Gospels.
每一位基督徒都应该对四福音中的基督认识。
Because this is how salvation comes.
因为这是救恩的来源。
Matter of fact, Jesus said, "You must take up your cross."
事实上，耶稣对我们说，我们要背起十字架来。
And follow me.
来跟从耶稣。
But Paul said,
但是保罗说
that we must go on to perfection.
我们要能够达到成熟的地步。
And we must have even a greater revelation of Christ.
我们需要对耶稣更大的启示的认识。
A revelation of Him in His power.
在耶稣的全能里面来认识他。
God wants you to experience His Son in power.
神要你在耶稣基督里面来经验他的大能。
But too many Christians have not experienced Jesus in power.
但是很多基督徒对基督里面的大能并没有经验。
So this morning I want to preach to you about faith.
所以今天早上我要跟你分享有关信心的问题。
Faith in Christ.
在基督里面的信心。
And realizing that Christ is a conquering king.
并且认识耶稣是那位统治的君王，得胜的君王。
And He conquered for you.
他为你得胜了。
Let's look at the picture of Christ.
请我们来看耶稣的形象。
In the four Gospels, there is no description of his physical appearance.
在四福音中间，并没有对耶稣的形象有任何的描述。
We do not know if he was tall.
我们不知道他是高。
If he was short.
还是矮。
We don't even know the color of his hair.
我们也不知道他头发的颜色。
Because he was 33 years old.
因为他33岁。
We assume his hair was dark.You know, black or whatever.
我们就假设他头发是黑色的，或者
And we assume that he looked like a normal Jewish man.
我们猜想他大概跟
Matter of fact,
正常的犹太人是一个样子。
The only hint to his outward appearance.
这唯一的暗示对他的长相
is that the Bible says.
是圣经上说
that he had no form or comeliness that we should desire him.
他没有家型美容使我们羡慕他。
And we know this is true.
我们知道这是真的。
Because when Jesus was being sought by the high priest,
因为耶稣被祭司长他们藐视的时候
if you remember, they couldn't find him.
他们没有办法认出他来。
So they had to hire Judas.
他们必须要雇犹大
to identify Jesus.
来认明耶稣。
Because Jesus did not stand out in a crowd.
因为耶稣在群众当中并不显出。
Jesus in the Gospels was so.Bland, I would say.
在四福音中的耶稣
是跟群众这么的认同。In his outward appearance, that when he stood in a crowd, you didn't know which one he was.
在群众当中，你根本没有办法认出他来。
So the Bible tells us that they hired Judas.
所以圣经上说他们雇了犹大，用30个银钱
to walk into the crowd,
到群众当中去
and identify Jesus.
把耶稣认出来。
And so Judas went into the crowd.
所以犹大到群众当中
and he kissed Judas, Jesus.
他亲吻耶稣。
And when he kissed him, it identified that this was Jesus.
当他亲吻耶稣的时候，就把耶稣认出来。
And they arrested him.
所以他们就把他逮捕。
Oh, but that's not the Jesus we see in the Book of Revelation.
但是那不是我们在启示录当中看到。
In Revelation, the first chapter, in the 14th verse, it says, For his head and hair were as white as wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass, as if refined in a furnace, and his voice is as the voice of many waters, and in his right hand had seven stars, and out of his mouth went a two-edged sword, and his countenance was like the sun shining in strength. Honey, you could see this guy.The Jesus in the book of Revelation, you knew he was coming. His face shone like the bright shining sun. His eyes were like a flame of fire. This Jesus stood out in a crowd. He is our superhero. Blessed be his holy name. Can you say amen?
你们愿不愿说阿们?
He is strong and mighty.
他是威严，他是大能的。
And he is a conquering king.
他是一位得胜的君王。
He is the mighty one.
他是个全能的神。
And his eyes look like fire.
他眼目如同火焰。
And when he spoke,
当他说话的时候
，Honey, everybody listened.
每一个人都要听从。
It says his voice was like the sound of many waters.
他的声音像众水一样。
Good morning.
大家早。
I don't know what many waters sound like.
我不知道众水是什么样的
声音。But I'm sure it was a mighty voice.
但是我相信是大能的声音。
Now, why am I telling you this?
为什么我告诉你们这些呢？
It's because I have noticed in this day.
因为我注意到在现今的时代里面。
That some Christians.
有些基督徒。
Are still pre-Calvary.
还是在加略山前认识耶稣。
That many Christians are still carrying around a cross on their back.
很多人还在背着十字架。
And they have not realized that Jesus died once.
没有认识到耶稣死了一次。
And his death is sufficient.
一次的死就永远足够了。
And Paul said in Hebrews.
希伯来书保罗说。
That he died once.
他死了一次。
Now through his blood.
现在借着他的血。
You can enter boldly.
你可以坦然无惧的。
Into the holiest of holies.
来到至圣所。
This means that you and I
这个意思是什么？你跟我
can walk past the veil of the holy place
可以经过帐幕
and that we can come into the mercy seat of God
可以来到施恩的座前
and we know the mercy seat is a type of Christ
我们知道施恩座是一个耶稣的预表
and that you and I can have access to God himself
你跟我可以直接到神的面前去
through boldness
坦然无惧地来到神面前。
But I see Christians who pray and they don't have boldness.
但是我看到很多基督徒不能够坦然无惧。
And I want to talk to you this morning.
我要今天晚上，今天早上跟你分享。
About your boldness in Christ.
有关怎么样坦然无惧在基督里。
That you get the mind of Christ.
你可以得到耶稣的心。
That He reveals in the book of Revelation.
在启示录书里面，他向你启示。
If you notice that He comes riding on a white horse.
如果你知道耶稣骑在白马而来。
Come on, Jesus is our superhero.
耶稣是我们的大英雄。
He's Superman.
他是超人
Batman
他是
Tarzan
他是超人
All wrapped in one
全部都在他的身上
He's the king of kings
他是万王之王
And it says he has many crowns on his head
他头上许多的冠冕
In Revelation the 19th chapter, the 11th verse.
启示录十九章十一节。
Now I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on him was called faithful and true, and in righteousness he judges and makes war.
我看见天开了，有匹白马，骑在马上的称为诚信真实，他审判征战都按着公义。
Now you need to see that this Christ makes war.
你需要看到这位基督他使战
争兴起。God has called us to make war.
神叫我们开始宣称开始战
争。The Bible tells us in John that Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil.
约翰福音约翰一书说耶稣基督来是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
And the Christ in you has come to destroy the works of the devil.
你里面的基督来是要除灭魔鬼的作为。
God has called you to make war.
神叫你来宣战。
He hasn't called you to sit by just passively.
神没有叫你被动地坐在那里。
When you see someone who is sick,
你看到有人生病的时候，
and you know that Satan has brought that sickness,
你知道撒旦使他生病，
you're to make war with that sickness.
你就要向那个疾病宣战。
When you see someone that is unsaved,
你看有人没有得救，
and the blindness has been placed on their eyes by Lucifer,
你看那个
you are to make war with Lucifer.
你看着邪灵把他的眼睛弄瞎了。
And say, you will not send my devil to hell.
就向他宣。
I mean, my husband to hell.
你不能够把我丈夫送到地狱去。
I don't know, it may fit. You may not send my son to hell.
你不能把我儿子送到地狱去。
I will make war with you, Prince of Darkness.
我要向你宣战，黑暗的
心。I will make war with you, and I will see my family saved.
我要向你宣战，我要看我全家得救。
God wants you to have boldness in Him.
神要你在里面有坦然无惧的心。
He wants you to let Christ be Christ.
他要让基督是基督。
The conquering King.
得胜的君王
This is what he called you to do.
这就是他呼召你要做的事情。
If you look in the next verse,
如果你看下一节的话
his eyes once again are like a flame of fire.
再一次讲到他的眼睛如同火焰。
And on his head are many crowns.
他头上许多的冠冕。
Let me tell you something.
让我告诉你。
Jesus has many crowns on his head.
基督有耶稣有很头上
有很多的冠冕。There's an important reason for this.
有非常多的原因是这样子的。
Is some people think?
有的人觉得。
That the only part of life that the church should ever take part in is caring for the sick and the poor.
如果你觉得一个教会最主要的工作是只是对穷人跟生病的人有责任的话
and they do not realize that Christ has many crowns on his head.
但是如果没有注意到基督身上头上戴了许多的冠冕
People said, "Oh, you Christians? Yeah. If you want a job, you take care of these poor little people over here."
OK, 说是基督徒如果你需要有工作的话你来注意来关心这些穷人。
And yes, you can take care of the alcoholics.
那么你来注意那些酗酒问题的人。
But don't you touch the banking industry.
但是你不要来碰那个银行的企业家、实业家。
Don't you touch the movie industry.
但是你也不要碰那个影剧界。
Don't you touch the government.
不要碰政府官员。
Wait a minute.
等一下。
This is a conquering king.
这位是得胜的君王啊。
He's got every crown on his head.
头上戴着每一个冠冕。
There is no area of life on this earth that Jesus will not conquer.
在生命里面没有一个层面耶稣基督没有已经得胜的。
Jesus is king over bankers.
耶稣基督已经得胜胜过银行。
He is king over presidents.
胜过总统。
He is king over businesses.
他也在商业界也得胜。
He is king over every aspect of life on this earth.
他是生活每一位层面的君王。
He is the king of kings and lord of lords.
他是万军之王，万主之主。
And they say, oh no, you Christians should not do that.
你说等一下，基督徒不应该这样做的。
I walked into a bank.
我到一个银行去。
And we were dealing with these very big accounts.
我们有很大的账户要处理。
And I turned to these men in suits and ties.
我看到那些西装笔挺的人
and I said, let's pray.
我们来祷告吧
They said,
那些人就会说
We don't pray.
等一下，我们不祷告
的。We're bankers.
我们是银行家。
I said, you pray if you're doing business with me.
我说，如果你要跟我做生意的话，你就得祷告。
Because Jesus is Lord of your bank.
因为耶稣是你银行的主。
And we're going to talk to him.
我们要跟他讲话。
About what you do with his money.
我们要谈谈你怎么样处理神的钱。
They didn't understand that.
他们听不懂。
But I didn't care that they didn't understand.
但是我不管他们听得懂
Because I asked God to give me boldness.
因为我求神给我勇敢。
Because He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
因为他是万王之王，万主之主。
He is King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
And you need to bring Jesus everywhere you go.
你需要不管在哪里都把耶稣带着走。
Oh, some Christians are so wimpy.
有的基督徒好软弱。
I just don't know.
我不知道怎么讲。
If I should.Take Jesus to church.
我把耶稣带到教会去。
That's how wimpy they are.
那就是那么的软弱。
They're afraid to even praise God in church.
他们在教会里面都不敢赞美神。
Let alone in the bank.
更不要讲在银行里了。
Let alone at the workplace.
更不要讲在工作上了。
I am telling you, Jesus is Lord.
我跟你说，耶稣是主。
He is the King.
他是君王。
And you have no fear.
你不要害怕。
Let me show you this in the New Testament.
让我在新约里面来跟你们分享。
In Acts, the fourth chapter,
在使徒行传第四章
we find that Peter and John
我们发现彼得跟约翰
had come into the gate beautiful.
他们到美门来。
And there they saw a lame man at the gate.
他们看到一个瘸腿的人。
And they healed the lame man at the gate.
他们在美门面前把这个人医好医治了。
And after they healed the lame man at the gate,
他们医治他们之后
the lame man was not quiet.
那个瘸子并没有安静下
来。But he disrupted the whole temple.
他跑到殿里面去大声赞美。
And he jumped through the temple dancing.
他跳着跳舞着。
Saying, I'm healed, I'm healed.
他说我痊愈了，我痊愈了。
And everybody got upset.
每个人都很生气。
And so they hauled Peter and John into court.
所以他们把彼得跟约翰拉到公会。
And they stood before the Sanhedrin court.
他们在公会当中。
I want you to notice something about this judge.
请你注意这位法官。
A lot of Christians believe
很多基督徒相信
that the way we're going to win the world for Jesus
我们怎么样为耶稣赢得全世界
is that people are going to see miracles
是借着神迹奇事
and they're going to be shocked by the miracles
然后许多人就会被这些神迹奇事所惊讶
and they're going to become believers
他们就会相信
But do you know that's not what impressed the world?
你知道这其实并不能够使这个世界留下很深的印象
Not in the book of Acts
至少在使徒行传是如此
Here in the book of Acts, the Sanhedrin court was not impressed by the miracle.
在公会当中，他们并没有对耶稣的神迹很惊讶。
But let us read what impressed the Sanhedrin court.
但是真的使他们惊奇的是这件事。
In the 13th verse,
在第十三节
look at what it says.
请看他们。
Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John,
他们见到彼得约翰的胆量。
They perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, and they marveled, and they realized they had been with Jesus.
又看出他们原来是没有学问的小民，就稀奇，认明他们是跟过耶稣的。
It was their boldness
是他们的胆量
that gave them a revelation
那给使他们有这样一个启示
that they had been with the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
原来这些小民是跟过万王之王、万主之主的。
Notice.That it was the boldness that they marveled at, not the miracle.
请注意，是他们稀奇的是他们的胆量，不是这个神迹。
What I am telling you,
我想要跟大家讲的就是
is that God will marvel at your boldness.
神会对你的胆量稀奇。
He will cause the world to marvel at the boldness that you have in Christ.
他会使世界上的人因为你的胆量，在耶稣里面的胆量而稀奇。
And I need to explain to you what this boldness is.
我需要向你解释这稀奇是什么意思。
But first, let me show you some other instances.
但是让我把一些其他的事件向你解明。
Now, if you would look, Peter and John went back to the disciples.
请看彼得跟保罗回到门徒那里。
And they had a prayer meeting.
他们有一个祷告会。
And in this prayer meeting, let's look how they prayed.
在祷告会中，让我们看他们怎么祷告。
In the 29th verse of the same chapter.
在同一章的二十九节里面。
Now, Lord, look at their threats and grant.To your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word. The fourth chapter.
现在求主鉴察，一面叫你仆人大放胆量讲你的道，一面伸出你来手来医治疾病。
So with all boldness they asked the Lord, may we speak your word.
在他们的胆量里面，他说：“主啊，求你让我们继续传讲你的话。”
Notice what they prayed for.
请注意他们怎么祷告。
They prayed that they would give them boldness.
他求祷胆量。
This morning I'm going to pray for you that God gives you boldness.
今天早上我要为你祷告，求神给你胆量。
That you are not ashamed of this gospel.
所以你不会以福音为耻。
That you realize Christ is Lord.
可以注意到基督是主。
You realize that Christ has come with white hair.
你知道基督来，他头发全白。
With skin like brass.
像眼目像火焰。
His eyes are like a blaze of fire.
他的声音像火焰。
And the sword comes out of his mouth.
他的利剑从他嘴中出来。
And this is your conquering king.
这是你得胜。
And that he is King of kings and Lord of lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
Now look at the next verse.
请看下一节。
By stretching out your hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of thy holy servant Jesus.
求你伸出你的手来医治疾病，并且使神迹奇事因着你圣仆耶稣的名行出来。
Now look at this next verse.
请看下一节。
And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken.
当他们祷告完了，聚会的地方震动。
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们都被圣灵充满。
And they spoke the word of God with boldness.
就放胆讲论神的道。
What was the result of them being filled with the Spirit?
当他们被圣灵充满之后的结果是什么呢？
Was they spoke His word with boldness.
就是他们放胆讲神的道。
It is this boldness
是这样的胆量
that is the power of faith.
就是代表信心的能力。
Now I want to show you what this boldness is.
我要向你解释这个信心能力是什么，这个胆量是什么。
The Greek word here is parousia.
这个希腊的字叫 parousia.
Is and this word is what we translate in English boldness and in Taiwanese whatever or Mandarin or wherever we're at.
就是这个希腊字翻成现在的胆量这个字。
Parousia is an unusual word.
这个希腊字是一个很特别的字。
Because it does not mean rudeness.
因为它不代表是很鲁莽。
It does not mean to be belligerent.
不是好像很骄傲那样的
态度。It does not mean to be rude.
对，不是很鲁莽。
But it is a word that denotes power.
但是是一个字代表能力。
A power that is derived from a supernatural source.
是一个从超自然的来源来的能力。
Let me tell you the source of the power of God's boldness.
让我跟你讲，从神来的胆量这个来源在哪里。
The source of this boldness is found in the word fear.
这个 来源是来自于这个恐惧这个字。
It is a word that is found in the fear of God.
这个字是来于对神敬畏的这个字。
It is a boldness that is you fear God so much.
如果你敬畏神到这个一个地步。
That his fear is greater than the fear of man.
对神的畏惧超过对人的畏惧。
Let me explain it to you this way.
让我这样解释。
As Moses was walking through the desert,
像摩西经过旷野
and suddenly he saw the burning bush.
他突然看到荆棘的火焰
and the Bible says he hid his face because he was afraid to look upon it.
圣经上说他把他的脸藏起来，因为他怕看到那个火焰
And God told him to pull off his shoes.
神说把你的鞋子脱掉
and walk up to the burning bush.
走向这个荆棘的火焰
and then the Lord said, "Stick your hand in your side."
神说把你的手放在怀里
and when he pulled it out, his hand was diseased with leprosy.
当他手伸出来的时候，是全部长了大麻风
Don't you see the fear that was upon Moses?
你可以想象摩西心里多么的惊恐
as he stood there and realized that he was talking to God.
他突然明白他是对神在讲话
and then he stuck his hand in his side again.
他把手又放到怀中去
and his hand became normal.
然后手就复原了
God showed him a great lesson.
神给他看见一个很重要的功课
is that when I call you.Do not reach into yourself.
不要到你自己里面去。
Do not try to boast of yourself.
不要夸自己。
Because if you do, it will become leprosy.
因为如果你这样做的话，你变成麻风。
You'll find the two places in the Word of God.
你发现神的话中有两个地方。
Where men were cursed with leprosy.
有人被诅咒得了大麻风。
Both of them did it when they tried to promote themselves.
两次都是想要自抬身价的时候。
One was the servant of Elijah.
一次是以利沙的仆人。
Who asked for gold and silver from Naaman the leper.
他从乃麦那边希望得到金银。
And God gave him that leprosy.And the second one you may not have known about.
第二位你可能不知道。
But his name was King Uzziah.
他是那个 Uzziah 王。
And he tried to promote himself in the temple.
他想要自己自高抬身价。
But the Bible says in Isaiah.
神是这样说。
In the year that King Uzziah died.
以赛亚说出了乌利亚王死的那一年。
I saw the Lord high and lifted up.
我看到神高高在宝座上。
In other words, when Uzziah, who had sinned against God, passed away,
换圣经话说，当这个王死的时候
，the Lord's glory could be revealed in Israel.
神的荣耀就显出来了。
Now, what I'm telling you is that Moses learned this lesson at the burning bush.
摩西就在荆棘的火焰当中学到这样的功课。
And what he learned was that God is an awesome God.
他发现神是大而可畏的神。
And he feared him.
他畏惧神。
So when Moses went before Pharaoh,
所以摩西到法老面前的时候
Pharaoh was the king of the world.
法老是世界的王啊。
Egypt was the strongest nation.
埃及是世界最强的国。
And Pharaoh was like a god.
法老好像王神一样。
Matter of fact, the people of Egypt worshipped him as god.
事实上，埃及的人敬拜他像拜神一样。
He built the mighty pyramids in Egypt.
他盖了很高的金字塔。
Oh, everyone was afraid of him.
每个人都怕法老。
But Moses.
但是摩西呢?
Because Moses was more afraid of the burning bush
但是摩西更怕那个荆棘的火焰,
than he was of the burning anger of Pharaoh.
他就不再惧怕法老的那个愤怒的火。
You see, the bush could burn hotter than Pharaoh could burn.
你知道这个荆棘的火烧得比法老的愤怒还
要烈。And so when Moses went before Pharaoh,
所以当摩西到法老面前的时候,
he went in a boldness that was supernatural.
他有一个超自然的胆量。
He went in a boldness that was motivated by fear.
因为他这个胆量是从敬畏神而来。
The fear of the Lord.
敬畏神而来。
And he trembled at God.
他在神面前战斗。
This is the kind of boldness.
这就是那个胆量。
That God is wanting you to have.
神要你有这种胆量。
I will tell you a story.
让我告诉你一个故事。
Just about a month ago.
大概一个月前。
My wife and I were in Los Angeles.
我太太跟我在洛杉矶。
And we did not have the enough money to stay at a hotel.
我们没有钱住旅馆。
And we were looking for a place because I needed to work on some film scripts.
我们在找一个地方可以住下来，因为我在写一些剧本。
As many of you know, we are launching some television networks out of San Francisco.
你知道我们在旧金山的地带开始一个电视的联播节目。
And so we needed a place to go through these movie scripts.
我们需要找个地方能够把这些剧本能够。
And so we remembered a Chinese brother who is a good friend of ours.
所以我们记得有个中国的弟兄是我们很好的朋友。
Who is extremely wealthy.
他非常非常富有。
Unbelievably wealthy.
不能想象的富有。
Unbelievably wealthy.
完全不能想象的富有。
And so we thought, well, he has many houses. Maybe, you know, we could stay at one of his houses.
我们想他有那么多房子，或许我们可以在其中一栋可以停留下来。
And so we called him up.
所以我们打电话给他。
And he said, oh, sure, come on.
他说当然当然，请过来吧。
And he says, matter of fact, I need you to pray for me.
事实上，我需要请你为我祷告。
And so we did. We went over and seen him.
所以我们去看他。
And his wife.
还有他的太太。
And I discovered he had not yet received the Holy Spirit.
我发现他还没有得着圣灵。
And so I was sitting here And you must understand, he's very wealthy.
你要了解他是非常富有
的。And I respect him very greatly.
我非常的敬重他。
And he was sitting with his wife, and finally the Holy Spirit says, lead him into other tongues.
所以我就突然有个感动，圣灵对我说，带他能够祷告方言。
I said, Lord, who am I? I mean,
我就想说，主啊，我是谁呢？
I just need a place to stay.
我只想有个地方可以住下来。
The Lord said, no.
主说不是的，不是的。
He says, and suddenly the boldness of the Holy Spirit come on me.
哦，突然那个圣灵里面的胆量就起来了。
And so I went over and I says, you must pray now.
我就跟他说，你现在就开口祷告。
He says, now?
他说现在吗？
We were sitting in a park.
我们在一个公园里面呢。
And there were hundreds of people around.
周围好多几百上百的人。
And some people were swimming and boating.
有的人在游泳，有的人在划船。
In this beautiful luxury park.
非常漂亮的一个豪华的公园。
We were outside.
我们在户外。
Not even in a house.
根本不在房子里面。
And I said,Yes, we're going to pray right now.
我说是的，就现在祷告。
He says, okay.
他说好吧。
And so we started praying.
我们就开始祷告。
And suddenly the Holy Spirit come down.
突然圣灵降临。
And he began to speak in tongues.
他开始用方言祷告。
And his wife was so excited.
他太太好兴奋。
And everybody was so excited.
大家都好兴奋。
And he was speaking in tongues.
他开始用方言不断的祷告。
Oh, this is fun.
他说哦，这真的好好好有趣啊。
And he was filled with the Spirit out there in public.
他在公众当中被圣灵充满。
I said, whew, thank God, that's over with.
哇，我心里说感谢主都好成就了。
And so then he said, yeah, he says, next week that'd be fine. Stay at our house.
他说没有问题的。就在我们家吧。
So we went over to his house.
我们就到他的家里去。
To go into his house is like going into Jurassic Park.
跑他去那边好像到了侏罗纪公园一样。
This is the truth.
这是真的。
The front doors look like the doors on Jurassic Park.
那个前门就像那个侏罗纪电影里面那个公园的门口。
And we spoke on the gate, and then it goes.
我们在门口对那个对讲机讲话，门这样打开了。
Welcome to Jurassic Park.
欢迎你到这公园来。
His house is so big, he has a zoo.
房子这么大，好像个动物园似的。
And 5 guest houses.
有五个客房。
And we got to stay in one of their guest houses.
我们就住在其中的一间。
2,000 square feet for a guest house.
一个客房就2,000平方英尺。
All of the water faucets are gold.
所有的那个喷水的都那个喝水的都是金
色的。And they have a pond with fish that cost $1,500 a piece.
那个池塘里面养的鱼一只就1,500块。
I said it's expensive to fish in your pond, isn't it?
我说在你这个池塘钓鱼会很贵的。
I mean, their dog is a trained dog from Germany.
他们狗是德国训练的狗。
You know, you say sit, right? And the dog sits.
你说
This dog goes dun 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 dun.
你跟那狗说坐，那狗就开始跳舞。
I said, my lord, this is a serious dog.
我说主啊，这个狗实在是太认真了。
You know, reads a dictionary to you at night, you know.
这个狗大晚上会对你把念字字典的字念给你听。
So. I'm here, and I'm telling you this for a reason. I mean, they have this beautiful swan in there. You ever seen a swan?
有个很漂亮的天鹅。
And it's just gorgeous place. And a swimming pool with a fountain pouring water in the swimming pool.
那个连那个游泳池都有一个喷水池在游泳池旁边。
They even have a museum in their home.
还有个博物馆。
And so we were there staying and writing.
我们就在那边。
And at 4 a.m., I'm getting up for prayer.
早上四点钟我起来祷告。
And so the third day I'm praying.
第三天在祷告的时候。
And as I'm praying, I knew that the brother was closing down his business.
我可以感觉到说有一个这个弟兄要把一个事业结束。
And the Lord spoke to me.
神对我说。
And he says, I want you to hire him.
我希望你把一个弟兄能够把他雇过来。
To work for your television network.
来帮你的电视的联播来服务。
I said, huh?
我说什么？
Lord,
主啊
he has more money in his fingernail.
他的那个指甲里面的钱都比我多，我连一个银行的户头都没有。
I said, Lord, we're a Christian network.
主，我们是基督徒的电视。
He's run big companies in the world.
他是大公司，世界上大公司的头。
The Lord says, it's not your network, it's mine.
主说，不是你的电视，是我的电视。
I need him.
是我制创造他的。
Lord, he's so nice, and he'll just laugh at me.
主啊，他这么好，他会笑我的。
The Lord says, "But you need him."
主说你需要他。
So I didn't say anything.
所以我就没有说什么话了。
I was feeling small.
我就觉得自己好渺小。
Have you ever felt small?
你有没有觉得自己很渺小过
？Like real small?
真正的很渺小。
I was feeling very small.
我就是觉得自己好渺小。
Now I must give you some background.
让我给你一些背景。
Is that 2 years ago?
在两年前。
I was on a 40-day fast.
我在四十天的禁食当中。
And at the end of the fast,
在禁食结束的时候
，The Lord told me to pick up a stick.
主叫我捡起一个杆子来。
And smite the ground 7 times.
在地上击打七次。
And he said, "You will launch 7 television networks over the direct broadcast satellite system."
神说你要借着人造卫星开始七个电视的节目。
And he said.When you go to the satellite company,
当你到人造卫星的公司的时候
they will give you an 8th channel, free of charge.
他们会给你第八个频道免费的。
And this is for a 24-hour prayer network.
这是第八个频道，是24小时全时间的祷告服务。
And you will link prayer meetings all the way from China to Europe.
你要把中国到欧洲的祷告网全部连接起来。
Around the world.
全世界连起来。
And you will be broadcasting in China and in Europe.
你会在中国、在欧洲来做广播。
2 years have went by.
两个年过去了。
And all of those prophecies have been true.
所有这些预言都是真的。
And we have been building these television networks.
我们就开始建立这个电视的网。
The Lord gave us the NBC television studios in downtown San Francisco.
神在旧金山给了我们 NBC 国家电广播公司的录影。
40,000 square feet.
平给我们40,000平的录影棚。
For $1 a year for the first 2 years.
头两年，每一年一年一块钱。
And guess where the $2 came from?
这两块钱从哪里来的？你猜
？It came from China.
从中国来的。
I was in China.
我在中国。
I should say in Taiwan.
在台湾。
And an old gentleman came to me.
有一个老先生来找我。
And said the Lord told me to give you $2.
老师，神叫我给你2块钱美金。
I said really?
我说真的吗？
It's not very much, but...
不是两块钱，不大，不多，不过。
I said, okay.
好啊。
He says, yes, God told me to give this to you.
神说要我给你两块钱美金。
I said, well, who are you?
我说你是谁呢？
And he said his name was Chiang Kai-shek.
他的名字是蒋介石。
He is Chiang Kai-shek, the president Chiang Kai-shek's nephew.
他是蒋介石的一个侄儿。
And is the oldest family...member of the Chiang Kai-shek family.
是蒋介石家的孙儿孙辈的弟的老大。
And he says, I give this from the people of Taiwan.
我代表中台湾的人民给这钱给你。
Well, those $2 paid for our studio.
这两块钱付我们录影棚的钱。
For 2 years.
两年。
So do you see the miracle God did?
你看到神做的奇迹吗？
God was beginning to show me something.
神向我开始显明一些事
情。That he takes small things.
神拿小的事情。
To do big things.
来成就大事。
So we have been launching these networks.
所以我们就开始这个电视的节目。
And I have been speaking around the country.
我就在全国到处讲道。
And thousands of Christians have been giving.
几千个基督徒开始奉献。
For the initial $7 million to launch the network.
就奉献在头开始700万的投款，那个开始这个一个节目。
Now these Christian networks are different.
这些电视基督徒的节目是不一样的。
Because we are not doing a show like my television show.
因为他们不是只是。演我的节目。
Instead, I will not be on television at all.
事实上，我根本不上电视。
But instead, we are doing the stories.
我们在讲故事。
Just like a secular network would do.
就好像普通的世界的电视一样。
We are telling Christian stories.
就讲基督徒的故事。
For example,
像举例来说
，We are shooting a feature film.
我们在演一个电影。
That will be shown in your movie theaters.
就好像电影院演的电影一样。
That cost $150 million.
让我们耗资1500万美金。
Starring Pierce Brosnan.
在演一个有关一个弟兄的故事。
And Denzel Washington.
是一些演员他们在演。
And it is about the return of Jesus Christ.
是演有关耶稣再来的故事。
It shows the rapture of the church taking place.
显出教会被提的光景。
This is with all the special effects of Hollywood.
这有所有好莱坞的特技的场面。
And we are approaching John Woo to direct the film.
我们现在找一个中国的导演来导演这个电影。
Who's probably one of the greatest directors in the world from Hong Kong.
他可能是香港最有名的，全世界的最有名的导演。
And this is a film to show Jesus wins.
这一个电影要演耶稣得胜。
It's not a Bible lesson,
不是一个圣经的课程
but it's an action adventure.
它是一个很
about the return of Jesus Christ.
是一个动作刺激的一个电影，讲到耶稣基督再回来。
And we're doing another film.
我们就要演再拍另外一部电影。
On David, the Lion of Judah.
在演那个犹大的狮子耶稣。
And it's a kind of like a Disney cartoon.
有点像迪士尼的卡通片一样。
And this one cost $30 million.
这个电影要耗资3000万美金。
So I had to tell you that.
所以我必须要告诉你们。
To understand that I'm praying at this brother's house.
所以了解我在这个弟兄中间祷告的
时候。And so as I'm praying at his house, the Lord says, "You must ask him. You must hire him."
神跟我说，你必须要告诉他，而且把他雇过来。
I said, "But Lord."
我说主啊。
So the next day I'm praying.
所以第二天我再祷告。
And I'm walking along the beach.
我在海边上走。
And as I'm praying, the Lord says.I'm going to give you boldness.
主说我要给你胆量。
You need to pray for this boldness.
你要为这个胆量而祷告。
With the mind of Christ.
有基督的心。
See, God's wanting some of you to operate in areas you don't know.
其实有的时候神叫你做一些事情是你从来没做过的，你还是害怕。
And the Lord is saying you need boldness.
神说你需要胆量。
You need the boldness of faith in Christ.
你需要在耶稣里面信心来的胆量。
And so as I begin to pray,
就当我祷告的时候
suddenly I felt that power.Holy Spirit.
突然我觉得圣灵里面的胆量。
And I went into him and his family.
我就走到他家面前去。
And I said, I need you to meet with me.
我跟他说我需要你来跟我谈谈。
He said, oh, what about? We would like to go to dinner lunch.
他说好啊，我们一起吃饭吧。
I says, I need you to come and meet at one of our lawyer's offices.
我希望你到我的律师楼跟我谈话。
Because we want to talk to you about a business proposal.
因为我们要跟你谈一个商业的一个建议提议。
And he said, okay.
他说好吧。
So in a couple of days we met.
所以过一两天我们就见面了。
And we sat around the office.
我们就坐在一个办公室里面。
And I told him what we're doing.
我跟他说我们在做什么。
And I said we're making these films.
我们在拍这些电影。
And we're doing this for the kingdom of God.
我们为神的国度在做。
And I said this is more money than I've ever seen in my life.
这是我一生中没见过这么大的投资。
And I said the Lord told me.
神告诉我。
It was so hard to say I could hardly even say it.
我根本讲不出话来，因为实在很难开口。
To hire you.
来雇你。
To help us raise this money.
来帮助我们来募款。
From secular companies.
从普通的公司里面来募款。
So that the wealth of the wicked.
所以那些恶人的有钱的人
comes to the just.
然后来把钱给这些我们正直的人来做。
He was so nice.
他这个真的是个好人、啊。
He didn't laugh at me.
他没有笑我。
He didn't make fun of me.
他没有嘲笑我。
And for that, I was very happy.
哦，我心里好高兴。
He was very good Chinese. Very
他是非常好的中国人，非常诚恳。
I said, "Phew, made it through that one."
哦，我想说好，这一关过了。
Because I was just as scared he was going to laugh me out.
因为我好怕他会大笑笑我。
You know, because I didn't know what to say.
因为我实在不知道该怎么说。
But I was so afraid of the Lord that I had to obey God.
但是我这样的惧怕神，所以我一定要顺服神。
And so we left.
所以我们就。
And he says, "Okay, Richard, I'll talk to you later."
他说好，我以后再跟你说吧。
I said, "Okay."
我说好。
And so I went back to San Francisco.
所以我就回了那个旧金山。
The next Sunday,
就下个主日的时候
I was going in to preach the second service. We have two services at our church.
我在第二堂正道。
And so the congregation was waiting.
会众在等我。
And I was walking by the office.
我经过办公室的时候
And I noticed a fax coming out of our fax machine.
我注意到我们的传真上面机器都有传真进来。
And it was a letter from him.
我就把它撕下来一看，是那个弟兄来的信。
I was going, oh no, should I read it now?
我就说，哦天哪，我应该现在读吗？
Okay, okay, I'll read it now.
好吧，好吧，我现在读吧。
And I picked up the letter.
我就把这信拿起来。
And it said,
那上面说
to Richard Gazowski.
给理查克。
I feel I would be good to work for you.
我觉得我为你做事是好的。
Because.
因为。
I have run many corporations.
因为我主持过很多公司。
That have done business of over $60 million.
他们都是超过一年6000万的营额。
Because I speak 6 languages.
因为我说六个语言。
And he just went down and down and down.
他就一直这样写下来。
Of all the things he's done.
他过去曾经的经历。
And he kept saying, "But I feel I would be good to work for you."
但是我觉得我为你做事是好的。
You are right.
我心里想说你实在太对了。
I could not believe the letter.
我不敢相信他信这样写。
It was written in such humility.
是这样子谦卑的一封信。
I started to cry.
我就开始哭了。
I says, a man of this caliber?
我说这样子的一个人。
And suddenly for a moment,
这么有成就的人，
while I was looking at that letter,
我看那封信的时候，
I suddenly saw Jesus.
我突然看到耶稣。
With many crowns on his head,
头上戴着许多的冠冕。
Riding on a white horse,
骑着白马。
With a sword coming out of his mouth,
口中出了利剑。
And his eyes like a blazing fire,
他眼睛如同火焰。
And I could hear Jesus saying,I am King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
我可以听见耶稣说我是万王之王，万主之主。
Have you ever doubted who I am?
你有没有重新怀疑过我是谁？
Have you ever doubted what I can do?
你有没有怀疑过我能做什么？
Have you ever doubted that there is not one area that I can't conquer?
你有没有知道我没有一个生活的层面是我不能得胜的？
I am telling you, Pastor, now is the time to walk in faith.
我跟你派那个牧师说，今天是你开始信心行走的时候了。
I am telling you, Christian businessman.
基督徒的。
Now is the time to bring Jesus to your business.
现在是把
I am telling you, young lady, wherever you work, it is time to bring Jesus to your business.
年轻的女士，不管你在哪里，今天是把耶稣带到你生命中每个层面的时候。
He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主。
And he will go with you.
他会跟你同去。
He will walk with you.
他会与你同行。
His mighty power is in you.
他的大能在你的里面。
And this is the generation.
现在是这个时代。
That the ends of the world have waited for.
全世界都在等候这个时代。
2,000 years of history have waited for this day. I leave this meeting Monday. And my next stop is Hong Kong.
我下一站是香港
Singapore.
新加坡
Malaysia.
马来西亚
We are going to meet some of the wealthiest men in the world.
我们要遇见全世界最有富有的一些人
To talk to them
去跟他们谈
about investing.In Christian films.
请他们投资在基督徒的影艺界。
Do I know these people?
我认识这些人吗
？No.
其实并不认识。
But I know their king.
但是我知道他们的主。
Do you know the people that you need to know?
你需要认识那些你需要认识的人吗
？You know their king.
但是不需要，因为你认识他们的主，他们的神。
I feel that God wants you to move up higher.
我觉得神要你往更高处行。
Wants you to dream bigger.
他要你有更大的梦想。
But some of you are still afraid.
但是很多你们还是害怕。
Because you have not had a revelation of Jesus Christ.
因为你并没有真正得到对耶稣的启示。
He is King of Kings.
他是万王之王。
And Lord of
Lords. 万主之主。
Don't you see?
你看不见吗?
He can conquer anything.
他可以胜过每一件事情。
As I leave this conference,
当我离开这一个大会的时候,
and I head to Hong Kong,
当我往香港去的时候,
I don't even know who we're going to meet.
我根本连遇见会见到谁我都不知道。
I have talked with my friend,
我跟我的朋友谈过。
And what they need is Jesus.
他们需要的是耶稣。
If investment happens, bless God.
如果说投资他们开始愿意的话，太好了。
Always remember what your purpose is.
但是永远记得你的目标是什么。
Your purpose is the kingdom of God.
你的目的是神的国度。
And lifting him up.
把基督高举。
And bringing his power to the situation.
把他的全能带到任何的场合去。
Let me tell you something that happened to me.
让我告诉你有一件事情发生在我身上的。
We had met with a company in Denver, Colorado.
我们在丹佛这个城市，卡罗拉多州。
To get our satellite contract.
去跟一个人签有关人造卫星的合约。
And they said they would only give us one channel.
他说只给我们一个频道。
But we said we needed seven channels.
我们说我们需要七个频道。
And remember, I told you that they would give us an eighth channel free of charge.
你记不记得我说第八个频道也是免费的？
And the Lord said that would be a sign.
主说那是一个印啊印印记。
But I did not mention this to the satellite company.
但是我没有跟着公司讲到这个第八个频道的事情。
And so I called up the satellite company.
所以我把打电话给这个人造卫星的公司。
And said we needed to make a presentation.
说我们需要对他有一个那个说明。
So we made a presentation.
所以我们就对他们有些说明。
And they said, okay, we'll give you three channels.
他说好，我们给你三个频道。
But then when I went back to San Francisco,
当我回到旧金山之后,
the Holy Spirit spoke to me.
圣灵对我说话,
and he said, I didn't say three channels.
他说我没有说三个频道啊。
He said, I said seven.
我说是七个。
I said, but Lord.
我就说但是主啊。
Do you understand?
主啊你不明白吗?
He said, no.
主我说我不明白。
I said seven.
我说七个。
So I called up the company.
所以把电话我就打电话给那家公司。
And I said, "When's your next board meeting?"
我说你下一次那个董事会什么时候
？I said, "I need to come to that board meeting."
我需要到你的会议上来。
They said, "Why?"
我说为什么
？I said, "Oh, I'll talk to you then."
我说我到时候再告诉你吧。
I didn't want to let him know.
我不想让他知道。
And so finally the day came.
后来终于那天来到了。
And I knew I needed some help.
我知道我需要一些帮助。
So I called up Harold Bredesen.
所以我打电话给一个弟兄。
Harold Bredesen is Pat Robinson's pastor.
那这个人是派罗伯森的一个牧师。
Of the 700 Club.
是七百个俱乐部的那个主持人的牧师。
And he's a very anointed man of God.
他是非常有神膏抹的一位神。
So I said, Harold will come with me, and I'll have some strength.
我说 Harold 如果跟我来的话，我会增加点力量。
But Harold is also very, very old too.
但是 Harold 也非常年纪大了。
And so we flew to Denver.
对，我们就飞到丹佛去。
But when we got there,
当我们到那里的时候
，They said, Oh, you shouldn't have come.
哦，他们说你不应该来的。
Because the board met this morning.
因为他们今天早上已经开过会了。
And they decided not to give you three channels.
他们决定不给你三个频道
了。We will only give you one.
我们只给你一个频道。
I says, oh boy.
哦，我说天哪。
I says, I got to meet anyhow.
我一定要跟你们见面。
I says, oh, it's ridiculous.
他说不要了，这样荒谬了。
It's foolishness.
真的是太傻了。
I said, this is a lot of money.
这太多钱了。
This is over $43 million.
四千三百万美金。
Don't even worry about it. I said, I must meet anyhow.
你说我不管这个钱，我一定要跟你们见面。
So we went into the office.
所以我们就到了那个办公室去。
And one of the vice presidents met with us.
那有一个副总裁跟我们见面。
And he was explaining on the board.
他就在那个板上写很多的。
And he says, look, Ted Turner has all this money.
他说 Ted Turner 有这么多的钱。
And Rupert Murdoch and
另外一个有多少钱
？All of these people.
那些名人。
And he says, what do you have?
那你有多少钱
？See, now let me explain to you something.
请我跟你解释一下。
Boldness of God
在神里面的胆量
is motivated by fear.
是跟因为敬畏神而来
The fear of the Lord.
敬畏神的那个敬畏
And this means that you are willing to be questioned.
那就是说你愿意被人家来询问
But some people
但是有一些人呢
think that stubbornness
觉得好像固执
that is the power of God's boldness.
人家以为有的人觉得固执才是神的胆量
A stubborn person can never be questioned.
一个固执的人是永远不能被人家询问的。
A stubborn person says, "I'm right, and I know I'm right, and I'm right."
那固执的人说，我知道我对，我就是对，我就知道我对。
A stubborn person can never learn.
一个固执的人永远不会学到任何东西。
Because they're just right.
因为他就是对的。
And if you don't believe they're right, they'll get mad.
如果你不相信的话
so that you'll know they're right.
你如果不相信的话，他就会生气，让你知道他是对的。
That's stubbornness.
那是固执。
I'm not talking about that.
我不是讲固执。
I'm talking about holy boldness.
我讲的圣洁的胆量。
The boldness that is led by the fear of God.
圣洁的胆量，因敬畏神而来的胆量。
And so I sat there at the meeting.
所以我坐在那个会议当中。
And the business executive. 那些, explained to me why they couldn't give us a contract.
那些人就解释给我听为什么不能给我这个合约。
And to tell you the truth, I agreed with him.
老实说我赞成他们是对的。
It made a lot of sense.
因为是很有道理的。
I said, yeah, I guess you're right.
我说对呀，你讲的不错。
You know, he goes, oh, okay, 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 okay.
Okay, 好好。
But then I felt the Holy Spirit.
突然我又感觉到圣灵。
The Holy Spirit said,
圣灵说不对的。
And I says, but God told me.
我说，但是神告诉我说。
To ask you for 7 channels.
要向你们要七个频道。
He's going, are you listening?
他说，你有没有在听我们讲话呀
？I said, well, let's pray.
我说，那我们来祷告吧。
So we pray.
所以我们就祷告。
And so then he began talking again.
然后我们就再开始谈判。
This time he says, okay, I'm going to write on the chalkboard.
他说好，让我把写在那个黑板上。
Writing on the chalkboard.
他就在黑板上写。
And he's.Doing this, and then he turns around and he's doing this explanation.
他就一直跟我解释。
And suddenly, I see his lips moving, and he's not any sound coming out.
突然我看他在嘴巴在动，可是声音出不来。
It's like the Holy Spirit shut my ears.
好像那个圣灵把我耳朵给蒙住了。
And God spoke to me.
神就对我说。
And he says, "Now ask him for the 8th channel for free."
神说好，现在跟他讲，你要第八个频道免费的送给你。
What?
我说神啊，你在讲什么呀
？I'm like, Lord, have you been listening to this conversation?
我说主啊，你有没有在听我们讲话呀
？And so I'm really afraid now.
我现在真的是很害怕了。
Because I don't want to look stupid in front of the businessman.
因为我不愿意在商业界面前显得很愚
蠢。But I know I must obey God.
但是我知道我必须顺服神。
So I said, okay.
我说好吧。
Let me go to Harold Bredesen for help.
让我到 Harold 弟兄的面前来求助吧。
So I turned my head over to Harold Bredesen.
所以我把脸转向 Harold 弟兄。
And he's fallen asleep.
他睡着了。Harold 弟兄睡着了。
He's asleep.
他睡着了。
Later, he told me, he says, I was so sure God was in control, I just went to sleep.
他后来告诉我说，我知道神在控制场面，所以我就睡觉了。
So I look back at the businessman.
所以我就把脸转回看这些人。
And I said, wait a minute, stop.
我说等一下，等一下，停下来。
And he says, huh?
他说什么
？I says, I have not told you the truth.
我说我没有告诉你实话。
He says, oh.
哦，他说是吗
？I said, we don't want 7 channels.
我们不要七个频道。
I says.I have not told you this because I waited for the time when the Lord told me to.
我一直没有告诉你，因为我在等神告诉我时间。
But God has told us.
但神刚刚告诉我。
That you are not only going to give us 7 channels.
你不但要给我七个频道。
But you're going to give us an 8th channel free of charge that will be a 24-hour prayer network.
你要给我第八个频道是免费的，而且要24小时全时间的来做祷告的网。
And I said it real quick.
我讲得很快。
You know, so he couldn't interrupt.
让他不能够打断我。
And he was stunned.
他整个人震惊了。
I said, okay, you wait right here.
他说好，你等一等。
I'm going up to talk to the board.
你等一下，我到上面去跟那个委员、执行会讲。
Now what I think happened?
董事会讲。
Was that he probably was going to go up there and say, "I got these crazy people in there, get them out."
我想他大概会到楼上去跟人家说，有一个疯子在底下，把他赶走。
But he goes upstairs.
但他到楼上去了。
And he comes back down.
然后他就下楼。
And he says, "You got it."
他说你得到了。
You got all 8 channels.
你拿了八个频道了。
He says you'll have the contract on your desk in 1 week.
你一个礼拜之内会拿到我的合约。
And we had the contract on our desk in 1 week.
我们一个礼拜之后果然拿到合约。
Boldness.
胆量。
Boldness.
胆量。
Boldness in Christ.
在基督里面的胆量。
You must be more afraid of Jesus.
你必须要更怕基督。
Than you are of the world.
你就不会超过你害怕世界。
In the past.
你知道在过去的时候。
When God has spoken to the church.
当神对教会说话。
The church has said.Okay.
教会,
yes. Yes, maybe, Lord, I'll do it.
教会说，好吧，神，我大概会去做吧。
Most Christians are not real obedient.
大部分基督徒不是很顺服。
And they argue with God.
他们跟神辩论。
And God says, "I want you to do this."
神说我要你做这个。
And you go, okay.
好吧。
Maybe.
也许。
Okay.
好吧。
I don't know.
我不知道呀。
Okay.
好吧。
Maybe.
也许。
也许。好吧。I was picking it up.
Maybe.
Maybe. See, and that's what they would do.
那他们基督徒就常常这个样子。
But this is a new day.
但是今天是新的日子。
It's where Christians are going to become obedient.
因为基督徒要开始变成顺服。
And when God says, "Do this."
神说做这个。
They would say, "Yes."
就说是的，是的，是是，我要做，是的，是的，是的，我会做。
Yes, 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 yes.
是的，是的，是的，是的。
We're going to start saying yes, Jesus.
我们要对耶稣说是的，是的 ，Yes， 是的，是的，是的，长官，是是是。神要的是这个。
He wants you to be obedient to him.
他要你对他顺服。
Don't be afraid to follow Jesus.
不要怕跟随耶稣。
Jesus is on a white horse.
耶稣骑在白马上。
He's a conquering king.
他是个得胜统治的王。
This is the last days.
现在是末世的时代了。
And he's going to bring China to Jesus.
我们要对耶稣称赞。
Hallelujah! 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 Praise God, Pastor Chan. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. True that the better Christian you are, the better kids you're going to have. And that's a big mistake many people have made. There's a different thing than your level of Christianity and how you raise your kids. Now, there are two men in the Bible that were very, very great men. One man's name was Eli. Eli was a great prophet of God, but guess what? His kids were what? Very, very bad children. Well, then Eli raised up another young man whose name was what? Samuel. Well, you thought since Samuel seen Eli's bad kids, surely Samuel would raise two sons that were great. Is that right? No, Samuel's kids were terrible kids. So just because you're spiritual doesn't mean that you're going to raise spiritual kids. Now, this is important for you to understand. Well, you say, well, then what is the key? First thing I want to tell you is that to raise spiritual children is totally up to you. It's 100% your responsibility. Now, that's why there are many great men of God that do not have children that are serving the Lord. Is because they're good at serving God, but they're not good at raising kids. Now, the Apostle Paul said that if a man does not raise good children, he probably shouldn't be running the church. Because you'll understand that running the church is very similar to raising kids. Now, that doesn't mean he's not spiritual or he is spiritual. That means that raising children is a special talent. It's a special gifting. It's a special important gifting. And I want to explain to you what that gifting is. Does everybody understand me? Can everyone hear me? Okay? So, to raise children is different than being spiritual. Now, this morning, I taught on prayer. How many of you heard the session on prayer? Okay, did everybody like that? But this session is different than that. Okay, that session we were talking about being spiritual. Just because you're spiritual and you pray a lot does not mean your kids are going to serve God. Do we all understand that? In other words, to raise children is a whole nother issue. So if your children are not serving the Lord, don't be discouraged. That doesn't mean you're not spiritual. How many know that King David, who was a great man, had some problems with his kids, didn't he? Did he? Remember Absalom? The Lord had to kill Absalom, didn't he? Because Absalom was so bad. So you'll find that many times, great men and women of God can raise children that are not great women of God, you know, that are just the opposite. So the point is how do we raise children that really serve the Lord? So I'm going to talk to you at first about very young children. How many of you have young children in your house? Okay. Good, the majority of you. Now, in the next session, I'll be talking about husbands and wives and about how to love your wife and how to bring romance into your marriage. But in this session, I want to talk about little children, young children. And then tomorrow at this time, I'll talk about teenagers. And I want to tell you just a little something about teenagers. Teenagers, that is the best years of their life. You will enjoy your teenagers more than any other time of their life. Everyone warned me and they said, oh, wait till your kids become teenagers. Then you'll have trouble. Well, my kids are teenagers. And it is funner now than it's ever been. We are having so much fun together. But it all began back when they were young little children. Now, the first thing is that children need to know where the line is drawn in the family. This, I discovered, most families do not take time to make that known. Now, let me explain this. Is children need to know when no is no. What most parents do is they never teach their children when no means no. They'll say, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. I'm going to hit you. Don't do that. I'm going to hit you. Don't do that. And then they just go over and spank them. You know what I mean? And the children don't know when no means no. So the next time you happen to be carrying a bunch of groceries and the child does it again, you drop the groceries and hit them right then. And they go, oh boy, okay, when she's carrying groceries and she says no, she means no. But then the next time you're laying on the couch and you're watching your favorite television show and they do it and you say no. And they do it again, no, 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 no. And you just keep saying no and the kid keeps doing it and they're going, when she's carrying groceries, no is right now. But when she spanks me, no is 3 times. And when she's watching TV, no is 22 times. See, the child does not know where the line is. And this makes children very uncomfortable. Because here's what happens in a child's heart. Is a child begins to think you are unjust. And when a child perceives injustice, guess what happens? Rebellion comes in their heart. Does anyone know what the spirit of rebellion is? It is the most dangerous spirit because the Bible says rebellion is equal to witchcraft. Now what happens is the Bible says provoke not your children to wrath. So many times as parents, we provoke our children to wrath, not because we mean to, because we do not consistently administer correction exactly the same way. In other words, when you correct your children, it must be the same every single time. Or else, the children begin to think, my parents are unjust, or my parents just do it because they feel like it. And then they begin to judge you as being an unjust person. Does everybody understand that? Now, how many of you think you are a just person? Raise your hand. Okay, you think you're pretty just. Well, I want to tell you, you're not. No, I'm having fun. In other words, none of us, even if we judge at our best, we're going to make mistakes. So, even if you have drawn a line, okay, now let me talk to you about how to draw a line, is you let the children know, if you cross this line, if you do this, you will get a spanking. You will get in serious trouble. That is the no-no. Now, here's what I've discovered in raising our children is when they're young, I must bring them to the point where they break into tears and cry. With some children that are hard, it requires a spanking. With others, you just say, no, don't do it. And then that's enough. And they're crying, oh, I'm sorry, you know. And so each child is different. But I must bring them to the point to where their heart breaks, to where they know they have been severely corrected. They call this in training, they call it corporal punishment. In other words, it is punishment that causes tears. It is corporal. Now, what happens in this kind of a relationship is with the children, every time you correct them, it needs to be the same. Now, my wife and I, while we were raising our kids, and they were very young, 5 or 6 years old, that we would say, go to bed. And they would say, okay. And then we'd say, go to bed. I said now. And then they would. And then, go to bed or I'm going to spank you. And they wouldn't. And then when I got up and went after them, they all went to bed. And so this went on for a long time. And the children, every time we went through this, they would get worse. Their attitude would get worse. Now, I didn't realize, because we did not make a solid line, what happened was the children began to perceive our inability to judge the same as injustice. And they began to birth rebellion in their heart. And they began to get very angry. So what we discovered was that Sandy and I had to talk together and make an agreement. When it's time for the children to go to bed, we will speak to them once, and the next time, it's punishment. So we said, now listen, children, we're going to speak to you once, and if you don't go to bed, it's going to be a spanking. And I sat them down, and I explained it at dinner time. I said, tonight, when we tell you to go to bed, it's this way. Well, guess what happened? When I said, it's time to go to bed, children, boy, they're in bed, just like that. They jump into bed, they're gone, okay? The next day, I said, children, it's time to go to bed. And they kind of waited to see if it was true. And then I went and I spanked them. Now they knew, yes, he means what he's saying. He's going to give us a spanking if we do that. And this lasted for about 3 months. And then suddenly they tested me again. And we said, it's time to go to bed. And they didn't move. And we said, it's time to go to bed. And they just sat there. All of them were kind of looking at each other. Is he serious? And I didn't even realize it. I was busy working on my computer or something. Didn't even realize it. And I sat there. And suddenly I realized it was silent. There was no pattering of feet up to the bedroom. And I looked over and they were all watching me. Does he mean it? Is he going to keep the same rules? How many parents know what I'm talking about? And when I finally got up and said, okay, you didn't listen to me, Mama. They were gone, and they went into bed, and we didn't have to say anything for a few weeks. Suddenly, after a year of this, the pattern began to be understood, and our children became very obedient and comfortable with that level of obedience because they knew that Dad meant something. Now, let me take the other issue. The second issue is that none of us are always just in our judgment with our children. This is another mistake that I have seen leadership make, is that when parents make a mistake, they don't ever confess it to the children. This is a horrible thing when you do this. Now, what I've done is many times I have spanked my children and discovered later I was wrong. I shouldn't have spanked them. You know what I had to do? I went back to my children. I knelt down before him and I said, Daddy has made a mistake. I have spanked you and I shouldn't have done that. And I ask for your forgiveness. Now, why do you think I did that? Do you know why? Because my judgment was unjust. And if I did not repent to my children, then bitterness would come in them. And rebellion would begin to birth. Parents, what you've got to see is what Satan is trying to do in your children is to sow seeds of rebellion against you. You are the only one who can pull the seeds of rebellion out before they grow. How do you pull the seeds of rebellion out? Is you pull it out by asking for forgiveness. When you admit you made a mistake, you have taken away every weapon that Satan has to cause rebellion in your children's heart. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? And it starts very, very young. Now, this does not mean that your children have their own way, and that they're, but it's when you do make a mistake, you let them know that I realize I have a mistake. Now, let me show you this on our level as adults. How many of you have ever had a boss at work that would make mistakes and would never, ever, ever, ever confess his fault? Do you have somebody that you work for like that? You know what I mean? And they're real bullheaded and they're saying, well, you just do it my way. Don't ask me questions. You know anybody, a leader who's like that, and they just, don't ask me no questions. I don't want to talk to you. You know what I mean? And they're real, you know what it does? It hurts you, doesn't it? And it makes you angry against them. And what else does it do? Whenever a leader above you makes a fault and they do not say they're sorry, it makes you want to expose their fault, doesn't it? Well, did you know it's that same thing that happens to your children? Is your children, when you make a mistake and you don't confess it to your children, it makes your children want to show off all of your faults. And that's why sometimes you'll be with other families or in front of other parents, and your children will say, you know what my dad said about you in private? And you'll go, what? Shut him up! Stop his mouth! You know? And you say, the reason is because you didn't confess your fault. And your children know that you're covering it up. And when they see that, they want to confess it out. They want to confess it out. So now what I've done is that when I come to realization of my fault, I tell my kids, even if it has nothing to do with the children, I just tell them everything. And I said, man, Dad made a mistake. And I just really want to get it right. I've got to get it out before the Lord. You know what that causes in my children? They want to cover Daddy's faults. They want to make their daddy look good. They want to make their mama look good. And so we have become best friends. Because they say, Dad, don't tell anybody when you make a mistake. You know what I mean? Because we want you to look good, Dad. Do you understand? And it causes the opposite to return. Remember this. The spiritual world always works the opposite of the physical world. You know, when your flesh, when you want to get angry, you probably should show love. And when you want to show love, you probably should get angry. When you're being tempted by, you know, someone you shouldn't be tempted by, you probably should get angry at that moment. And at times when you want to get angry, you should probably show the love of God. See, the flesh always works in the opposite. And so you must understand that if you're going to raise good children. Now, with very, very young children, what I found in teaching them to draw lines, I found one of the secrets to this is that you start very, very young. When my first daughter, Rocky, when she was born, she was about maybe a year or 2 years old, and I begin to teach her no, no, and yes, yes. Now, since I'm a pastor and my children would have to visit a lot of people's homes, I knew that they were going to go to homes and they could touch something and break something, and then I would have problems because they'd say, the pastor's daughter broke my whatever, and I'm mad at the pastor, and I hate the pastor because he broke my precious vase or whatever, you know, my Qing Dynasty face, you know. Go, oh great, you know, it was $22,000, you know. So it did you pay tithes on that vase? So anyhow, what I did was I went with my daughter through our house and I began to teach her no, no, yes, yes, as a game. And we walked through the house and we said, no, 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 that was breakable, don't touch that. But when we come to the couch, yes, yes, yes. We come to the table, yes, yes, yes. Come to the chair, yes, yes, yes. The rug, yes, yes, yes. When we come to the vase, no, no, no. And after I would spend about 30 minutes every day with her going through the house, it took about 1 month. But do you know what? I never had to train her again. When we went to stores, we could go to the finest jewelry shops with glass vases and that, she never touched. Because she learned that lesson ever since she was. This is what the Bible means. Train up a child in the way they should go, is it took Daddy to spend some time for 1 month.
every day just going through the house. And when we would visit people's house, the first thing I would do, I would walk through the house and I would say, now look at this. Okay, yes, 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 it's a couch. You can touch the couch, yes, yes, yes. And then she'd go, oh, Daddy, play the yes, yes, yes game. And the no, no, no game. To her, it was a game. But what happened was it taught her how to walk through homes. And I did that with our children. And everyone was shocked when our kids would visit the house. They'd say, wow, your kids, they don't touch anything. You know what I mean? Well, they were touching stuff. But they were touching the stuff that was yes, yes, yes. But they were not touching the no, no, no stuff. Does everybody understand? So it's important that you teach your children before. Now, this leads to the next point about drawing the line. Is when I would bring our children into a store, I wouldn't just walk into the store and then say, okay, you know, and the kids would play with stuff and break things and I'd have to buy all of this stuff that they broke. You know, no, 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 no. Before we go into a store, any store, I line my children out in front of the store. And I'd say, now, here's the rules when we go into the store. You are not allowed to touch anything on the shelf. Well, they say, but Daddy, what if we're going to buy something? You must ask Mom and Daddy first, can I get that? And if we give you permission to get that, then you can get it. Now, if you touch it, what happens? We come out in front of the store and you get the lesson all over again. That was their punishment. So we go into the store. Sure enough, they're going, and then suddenly one of them say, Misty's touching something. Ah, she's caught. Ah. So we march outside the store, get in front of the store. Do you remember the rules of the store? Now we have to start shopping all over again. Now the girls would like this, but the boys know. But soon they begin to understand. When they go into the store, they have to ask Mom and Dad if they can touch something. So what I did was I laid the ground rules before the event happened. See, this is where parents make a grave mistake, is they take children to a place. They take them to church, and they don't teach them how to act in church. So you know what we did before we took our children to church? On our couch at home, we played church. And Daddy sat down, and I said, now when I look at you kids like this, what does that mean? Fold your hands, put your hands in your lap, and cross your legs. That's what it means. And I would say, when I look at you like that, I want you to know, what are you going to do? You're going to fold your hands, cross your legs. And buddy, my kids knew. And I'm on the platform, so I couldn't correct them in church. But all I had to do was look on my eye like that. And when I looked at my kids and went, boy, they knew that look. They went, you know. And no one in church knew what was going on except for Mom. She knew what she was going on. But the kids were, all three of them, there they were, all lined up. You know, they were all ready because they knew Dad's looking. Now, what that look meant was, if you don't do it after church, you're going to get a spanking before you go to bed. And so I never had a problem with my kids acting up in church. Now, there's a couple of times that they got carried away, you know, and everybody was having fun worshiping and, you know, they might have done something, but that was normal kid stuff. Usually they were right in line and all I had to do was look at them. Did you know the Bible says that the Lord wishes that he could guide you with the look of his eye? That's how the Lord wants to guide us as people. And that's the way the Lord wants you to be as a parent. You don't have to. I know some parents, they have to sit next to their kids and they put handcuffs on them and they're taping their mouth and all that kind of stuff. You know why they have to do that? Because they have not taught their kids that there's a line and you never cross the line. That line is always there and it doesn't move. The line is as solid as I as a parent know how to make it. That's where these rules are. So when we go to visit a concert, we go to a church, we go to visit anywhere, the children know what the line is. They know where it is. I expect the kids to sit beside me in church. So they know if they come into church, they just don't find a seat. They know to come and sit next to Dad, Mom. You know, they know that's where they belong. All of these things have been discussed beforehand. Does everybody understand? So that when the children come into a place, they realize this is what's required of me. This is what has happened. Now, I want to share with you another real key principle in raising really good kids. And this happened to me when I was in Texas. I was traveling through Texas and I met a pastor of one of the largest churches in Texas. And he said, I noticed that this pastor had all of his children were serving God. All of his kids loved the Lord. All of his kids really loved him. And I went to his wife and I said, what is it about your family? You know, because I had young little children. I says, I want my kids to be like this. And his wife said, you know what, there is a secret that we have in our family. And if you'll come with me this afternoon, I'll share with you that secret. I said, really? He said, yeah, we're going to invite you over to dinner at our house. And so it was Sunday afternoon. We went over to their house. And he had about 13 in his family. And I'll never forget, they all sat after the meal. They ate the Sunday meal. And then after the meal, they went into the living room and they sat around the living room. And they began to have a family time. Now what they do in a family time is each member shared what they love about every other member of the family. That's all they do. And so they would go around the table and they would say to the person, what's your name? Sean, I really love you. What I love about you so much is this week you took out the garbage, you cared for the kids. I just seen you on Wednesday morning, really watched over, you know, the dog, and the dog was getting out, you cleaned the dog house and that. Sean, I want to thank you for that. And your name? Sue? Sue, I want to thank you. Just how much I love you, Sue. What you did this week, you washed all the clothes, and then you washed the neighbor's clothes, and you washed, matter of fact, you washed everybody in the whole town's clothes. You're just so great, Sue. You know, in other words, you would go down each member of the family and each one would tell them how much they loved them. Yeah, for their patience. But what ended, you know what happened? Is people started crying. This is the family members talking about how much they loved each other. Now, our kids at this time were very, very young. I think our youngest was what, Sonny was about 2 or 3. Yeah, I think it's 2 years old. Just barely could talk. And so I went home, and we started this every week, having a family time. And we just went around the table and started telling each person. Dad would go first, and I would tell Mom what I love about her, and Rocky and Misty and Sonny. And then Mom would tell Rocky, Misty, Sonny, and Dad. And then Rocky would tell, and just go around the table. It would take about 30 minutes. But I'm telling you, by the end of this, we're all crying. And we're loving each other. And you know what I mean? And just, I could not believe it. It was just like the Holy Spirit coming to our family because we shared love. And I says, God, why is this so powerful? And he says, the key to this is that most of us never take time to love. Love is expressed through the mouth. In other words, you've got to share it. You've got to say it. Now, I have counseled with families that have been terrible. There was a family that was living in a project. They're a black family, and they're angry, and they're interracially married. And, you know, so a couple of them are Spanish, and a couple of them are black, and they would even make racial slurs against each other, and it was terrible. And I says, listen, they said, would you, Pastor, would you come over and try to help our family? And it was a mess. And I'll never forget, I went into their house, and I said, we're all going to get together around the table. So we sat around the table, and I turned to the mom, and I said, I want you to go around the table now and tell each person what you love about them. She said, well, I just love them. I said, no, tell each one what you love. Well, I just love them. I'm their mom. I love them. I said, no, tell each one. Okay, let's start with you. What do you love about them? Well, I just love them. So wait a minute. What is it that you love about them? Well, I don't know. You see, they had never even thought about how to share love. Do you know it took me 20 minutes to get Mom to share what she loved about her son? 20 minutes, and I wouldn't stop. And she says, Pastor, leave me alone. Get out of our house. I said, no, you are going to share love. Tell him what it is you love. I don't know what I love. I just love him. She's crying. I said, say something. She goes, I love his nose. Okay, that's something. That's something. Okay. You know, and then we work through it. And before you know it, she's crying. I love you. And she's hugging him. Oh, I love you this and I love you that. And then she starts the other one and everybody's crying. And before you know it, this family is so close. This family that never would even speak to each other is by the time about 2 hours was over with, they are just loving each other and hugging and kissing and... Now, what was going on there? You see, there is a spirit. Lucifer is called the accuser of the brethren. He is the division causer in the church. And Satan will get spirits through hatred. Don't do that. I don't like you doing that. Why you do that? Stop that. Stop that. Stop that. Stop that. You make me sick. I can't stand you. Those are ugly things, and the devil just laughs when you share that. When what God wants us to do is to communicate love. Well, you say, but I don't like what they're doing. No, but they got to communicate love. Got to communicate everything in the positive. See, yesterday, my daughter Misty was working on the computer with me, and she mistyped a thing. And I turned to her and I said, "Can't you read?" Ooh, that was the wrong thing to say. As soon as it came out of my mouth, I went, "Oh." And she turned. She says, "Daddy, I can read. I just made a mistake." And when she said that, I realized how horrible my tongue had been. And I said, "I am so sorry. Will you forgive me? I'll never say that again." Because, you see, that's what happens with us. When we say things, we don't realize that we are sowing seeds. Your words are seeds. And we understand that the world was created by the Word of God, wasn't it? World was created, and so your children are being created by the word that you speak over them. Your word can be water and life to them, or it can be cursing and hatred. The other day, my wife was complaining about my driving, and I stopped. I said, "Honey, you've got to build creativity in me." I said, "You've got to speak good. Do you remember that, hon?" And I said, and she says, "You know, Richard, you're right. I'm sorry." And suddenly she changed the way she spoke to me. And do you know what happened? Instantly, I began to change. And I began to drive a little better. I think I still need improvement. But it was the beginning of her sowing into my life. And your words that you speak to your children are so important. Now, the trouble is the devil is telling you, but you don't want them to do that again, so you've got to get upset so they won't do it again. That's not the truth. First thing, you getting upset does not stop them from doing it again. Your punishment will, but not your anger. Let me say it again. Your punishment will, but not your anger. You know, the Lord is slow to anger. Now, the reason he is slow to anger, because he never punishes you in anger. He punishes you in love. So your punishment will change the children, but your anger won't. Guess what happens with your anger? Your anger sows anger in their spirit. Have you ever seen a young girl whose mom is a nag, and when she grows up, she becomes a nag? You know why? Because mama sowed seed of nagging all of her life. Daughter grew up, guess what? The seed grew up too. And she did exactly what she hated mama doing. And she became everything. She said, "My mother complained all the time and I hated that." Well, why are you doing it? Because that's what anger does, is it sows seeds. So righteousness, peace, joy, and love sows the other. But remember, I'm not talking about, you know, being a la-la land parent, where you just let your kids do anything they want to do. "Oh, just do what you want to do. I love you." No, 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 no. I'm not talking about that at all. You're very firm. The line is very strong. And you say, "You cannot cross that line. That is wrong, and you will not cross that line, but I love you." Now, the next part is that when you punish your children, your punishment must always be followed by love. This is another mistake that parents make. Is when they punish their children, is they always say, "I'm not going to talk to you. I'm mad at you." Wait a minute. You didn't punish them because you were angry. You're supposed to punish children because they're wrong. See, parents, you must understand this. don't punish because of anger, punish because the children did something wrong. So if you are punishing because they did something wrong, then you immediately should be able to love them. If you cannot love your children directly after they were punished, then most likely you're punishing.